Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Le'il Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Tomorrow's daf is going to be Daf Hey, a special edition BMW Daf Yomi at night. Of course, I'm unavailable in the morning due to a bris and unfortunately now also a levaya. We ended off discussing the fact that we have a choice to learn that you have Tashlumin Kol Shiva, you could bring the Karbanos of Shavuos for all 7 days. We have a choice of learning it either from Sukkis, which is 8 days, or we learn it out from Pesach, which is 7 days. So the Gemara says, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Muat Tafasta. If you have a choice to learn it out from 8 days or 7 days, you're going to learn it out from 7 days, because seven is included in both seven and eight. Eight is only one of them, not the other. So that's what we're up to on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis. The very last line says the Gemara, Ella, if it's true that we have this Hekish, that we compare Shavuos to Pesach and not to Sukkos, well then what do we learn out from the inclusion of Sukkos in this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Ella, my Hilchzakas Rechman al Chag HaSukkos, why this Pasuk, Shalosh pamim bashna yireh kol zechacha b'chag ha-matzos v'chag ha-shuos v'chag ha-sukos. So, why did the Torah write Sukkos? Answers the Gemara, la'kushe l'chag ha-matzos. We have a hekesh that compares Sukkos to Pesach. Ma'chag ha-matzos to'un lina. Just like when you came to the Beis HaMikdash and you celebrated the first day of Yontif in Yerushalayim for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you're not allowed to run away and leave Mitzvah Yontif. You know, when you have somebody over for Shabbos, they're running out the door of Mitzvah Shabbos, they're out of there after Shabbos. Or when you have your in-laws over there, they're out, they're gone. Or, you know, they're leaving. So that's what we say. When you go visit Yerushalayim, it's not like visiting your in-laws. You have to stay over for Yontif. That's called Lina. Ma chag ha-matzos ton Lina. Just like you're not allowed to, you don't want to run away from Beis HaMikdash. You don't want to run away. So so too, after the first day of Sukkos, you have to sleep over in Jerusalem. And how do you know that on Pesach you have to sleep over? You have to go home in the morning. Ask the Gemara. And what about Tanakama and Rebbe Shimon? They learned out that the fact that it said three Yamim Tovim, that you need three Yamim Tovim for Baal Ta'acher. So they didn't have this pasuk to be able to learn at the Hekish to Sukkos, to Shavuos. So Tashlum Alatzeres Min Alu, how do they learn out that you have 7 days to bring your Shavuos Karbanos? Right? That's why we don't say Tachnun for 7 days Shavuos time, because it's the days of Tashlumin. That's this Gemara. Says Gemara, so how do they learn out Tashlum Latzeres? Nafkaluhu midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel. We learn it out from the din of Rabba Bar Shmuel. Datani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Torah, Minei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, Minei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. You count 29 or 30 days and then you sanctify the day of Rosh Chodesh. You count 49 days and then you sanctify the day of Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Lumenuyav, just like Rosh Chodesh is 1 day because you were counting 29 or 30 days prior to it. Afat Seres Lumenuyav, so too Shavuos you observe for 1 week. What do you mean you observe Shavuos for a week? No, you observe Shavuos for a week that you have a week to bring the Karbanos of Shavuos. Why? Because you were counting up weeks to get to Shavuos. Says the Gemara, Ematzeres Chada Yoma. Wait a second. But we know you don't only count up weeks to Shavuos. You count up, the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, 58 days. So maybe Shavuos should only be 1 day. Amarava Atu Atzeres Yom Minin Shavuos Lo Mininan. We know that when you count the spheres of Omer, you don't just count the days, you also count the weeks. So you count the days as 1 day Shavuos, but you count the weeks, Shavuos is also a week, meaning you have a week to make up to bring the Karbanos if you didn't bring them. The Shivas Yimei Miluim. V'od Reason number two, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. The Torah calls it the Festival of Weeks, for goodness sake. It's called the Festival of Weeks. So if it's called the Festival of Weeks, you got to have a week to make up to bring the Karbanos. Let's continue. Pesach bar mikrav biragolim hu. Wait a minute. Oh, now gentlemen, in yesterday's daf, I should say, not yesterday's daf, in today's daf, we learned all those things that you violate Baal Ta'achar for. Now, we snuck one of them in there, and I guarantee you, as I was reading it this morning, everyone said, what? What's that doing on the list? One of the things on the list was Karban Pesach. The one on the list was Pesach. Go, take a look at it. Take a look. That a whole long list of things that you chayav Baal Ta'achar for, if you remember. Let's go back and take a look at it. What was on that list? B'char Meiser U'Pesach. Rabbi Isai, the last three words of Dalet Amud Aleph. Take a look. I'm not making it up. Look at the last three words on Dalet Amud Aleph. What do you chayav Baal Ta'achar for? B'char Meiser Pesach. Pesach? Karban Pesach, you violate Baal Ta'achar, three regalim? What do you mean? When do you bring Karban Pesach? Erev Pesach. If you don't bring it Pesach, game over. Ball game over. That's it. You violate Baal Ta'achar the next day. You don't have as much time as you want. You don't have three regalim to bring the Karban Pesach. Dr. Joe, I'm surprised you didn't ask this question. This is a Dr. Joe question. Dr. Joe, you should have been all over this question. I mean, the truth is, as I was reading it, I was saying, Karban Pesach, three regalim to violate Baal Ta'achar? What, you could bring a Karban Pesach in the middle of the summer? What's going on over here? Oh, so that's the Gemara's cash. Let's see. Frank the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Pesach bar makar biragolim hu? What, you're allowed to be makar of a Karban Pesach? Like, on Sukkot's time? It could be makar and Pesach, three regalim. Pesach zimne kfile. Pesach has a set time. What time is that? The 14th day of Nisan. V'akrave akrave. If you're makar on the 14th day of Nisan, givaldik. V'lo akrave idchile. If you're not, you don't bring it on the 14th, you're not allowed to bring it anymore. You violate Baal Ta'achar right away. So says Tosfos, the Ramaschal V'i. Look at the one-line Tosfos, right? One-line Tosfos. This is even less than a line Tosfos. This is a four-word Tosfos, gentlemen. Take a look at this four-word Tosfos. You got to love Tosfos like that. It's four words, right? V'i lo akdame idchile. Bahari miyad over a love. You violate Baal Ta'achar the next day. Forget three regalim. Forget two regalim. One regal. You violate. There's only one day you can bring the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara. Answer the Gemara of Chista. Pesach kedi nasba. Oh, you love these answers. When you were in high school, you loved these answers. Pesach kedi nisba. Well, you're right. You know, whenever the Gemara quotes b'chor v'maiser v'pesach, it always quotes them together. B'chor v'maiser v'pesach. But really, the halacha of Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply to Pesach. It was including in the Braisa, Bechor v'maiser v'Pesach, but really Baal Ta'achar doesn't really apply to a Karban Pesach. That's a very difficult answer. It just happened to schlep Pesach alone with Bechor v'maiser. Okay, it's a difficult answer. So the Gemara is not satisfied with that answer. Rav Sheshes gives a different answer. Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, shall may Pesach. When it says Pesach, it doesn't actually mean the Karban Pesach. What does it mean? It means Shalme Pesach. What's that? You designate one animal as your Karban Pesach, and then you lose that one, and you designate a different animal, and you're makar of the other one, and then you find the first one. Oh, what's the halacha? We learned Pesachim, right? We all learned Pesachim. So what's the halacha? You found a week later. You found the original Karban Pesach. No, who knows? What do you do with that? What do you mock of it as? Who knows? You all know it's 10 o'clock at night. Nobody's answering. Okay. You mock of that. What?
Lemon?
You got it, Dr. Joe. You got it. 10 extra Pesach points for you, Dr. Joe. Shlamim. So Shalmei Pesach. We're makar that is a shlamim. So how long do you have to bring that shlamim? Three regalim. Baal Ta'achar. Shalmei Pesach. Ask the Gemara. Ihachi hainu shlamim. Wait a second. So then it's just a regular carbon shlamim. So you already had shlamim on the list. So what do you need Pesach on the list? Answer the Gemara, Tana Shlomim by Machmas Pesach. Tana Shlomim by Machmas Hatzma. No, two different kinds of Shlomim. There's a Shlomim that was a Shlomim, and there was a Shlomim that used to be a Karban Pesach. Sakat Adachim Yidhol Machmas Pesach. So you might have thought, since this Shlomim is like a makeup for the Karban Pesach, Ke Pesach Damu, maybe it has a status of a Karban Pesach, and you could only bring it. You have to bring it right away. As soon as you find it, the first yontif that it's found, maybe right away you're going to violate. Kamashmalan, no. It's like a regular shlamim, and you have three regalim. Ask the Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam Shalom Yavar. Early, we learned in a brisa a bunch of mitzvos that if you delay them, you violate Baal Ta'acher. A whole bunch of mitzvos, right? We'll see. Ask the Gemara Minahani Mile. I understand that you violate Baal Ta'acher for delaying karbonos, but how do you know that you violate Baal Ta'acher for all these other mitzvos? The Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. It says in Pashas Kiseitze. Kisida Nedal Hashem Lekech Lo Sachel Hashem Kiderosh Yidushen Shalkam Eim Chavah Yibachachet. Every word in the pasuk, ki sidar neder, ein li ala neder, that's where you say, hare olai carbon, nidava minai, and what about when you say, hare zu carbon, I want this animal to be a carbon, nema ka neder venema lahalon, by the din of noser, it says, im neder o nidava, it compares a nidava to a neder, ma lahalon nidava imo, just like there, the laws of nidava are the same as neder, afka nidava imo, so too here, the laws of nidava are the same as neder, fine, so there's baal ta'acher by nidarim, and there's baal ta'acher by nidavas, la shem alokecha, Elu hadamin, that's where you say deme alai, donating your value to the Beis HaMikdash, three regalim you violate. The ha'erichin, if you donate your value based on your age to the Beis HaMikdash, the ha'charamim, you make a dedication to Bet HaKabayis, the ha'hekdeshos, you dedicate a kli to Hekdesh. All these things are, you promise it, all these things are subject to the laws of Baal Ta'acher. Lo sa'acher l'shamo hu v'lo chilufav. The Gemara later on is going to explain what this means. Lo sa'achel shamo, you only violate Baal Ta'acher on it and not its exchange. We'll see what that means, its exchange, in a moment. Ki daroshi drushenu, elu chatos v'ashamos, olos ushlamim. Ki daroshi drushenu, that teaches me, chatos asham, ola ushlamim, that you promise that you're going to bring and you don't bring it, you have three regalim to bring it. Hashem elokecha, Elu tztakos u'maisros u'bechor. Tztaka. If you commit to give tztaka to a poor person, you have three regalim to give it to him. What do you mean? But we learned later on in Beitz, you got to give it to him right away. So we said yesterday. I think we said, not yesterday. We said in yesterday's daf. Today's daf. We said this morning, if the ani is standing in front of you, then you violate Baal Ta'acher right away if you don't give it to him. But if you just commit, you say, on Yisker, you say, I'm going to give money to tztaka. So you have three regalim. If not, you violate Baal Ta'acher. So tztakos, maisrus, u'bechor. Right? If your animal gives birth to a firstborn, you got to give it to the Kohen. You have three regalim to give it to him. By all these things, it says the words Hashem Elokecha. So says Rashi. Me'imach Ze leket shekopeya. Me'imach teaches me, and Dr. Joe asked about this morning, about leket shekopeya. So we looked it up. It seems to be, it means that once you're harvesting your field, so you have to leave the corner. So if you don't, right, if you don't harvest it, you don't leave the corner, so then you have three regalim to do so. Says the Gemara, "V'haya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet." The end of the pasuk it says, "If you don't bring this stuff, you get a sin, but the carbon does not become pasul." Wow! So you violate Baal Ta'acher if you waited three regalim. You violate an isser. but you could still bring the carbon. The carbon's not pasul. So let's say before Pesach, you say you're going to bring an olas nedava. So Pesach passes, Sukkot passes, Shavuos passes, Sukkot passes, three regalim, you violate. Okay, but you still got to bring it. You still got to bring it. It's not pasul. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we learned previously, Lo Sachel L'Shalmo, Hu V'lo Chilufav, Baal Ta'achar only applies to it and not its exchange. What does that mean, it and not its exchange? What's its exchange? Says Gemara, Chilufay Mai, what's the exchange? I Chilufay Oilo Shlamim. Let's say it means like this. You volunteer to bring carbon ola, and you designate a certain animal for the ola. Then you lose that animal. You designate another animal. And so you bring the other one, and now you find the first one. So this is the exchange. Right. Actually, I said it a little bit wrong. It's like this. You designate one animal as an ola. Ola's double. Then you lose it. Then you designate a second animal. Then before your mak of the second one, you find the first one and your mak of the first one. So the second one is chilufei oila. It's the exchange. Says the Gemara, I chilufei olo shlamim. That can't be. Mikrav karve. You have to be makrav them. So they're included in Baal Ta'acher. So what do you tell me? Hu v'lo chilufav. I chilufei chatos. Same thing. You designate a chatas, you lose it. You designate another one. You find the first one. You mark of the first one. What happens to the second one? We all know, right? Chamesh chatos mesos, right? You remember they go for a day. They die, right? There was an acronym. Oh, I forgot the acronym for the five. I was trying to remember the acronym. It'll come back to me, the acronym, right? Well, we know the five. Even if you can't remember the acronym, I know the five. This is the case of Niskapru Balea Ba'acher, Mesu Balea, Tamura, right? If you try to make them both, if the owner dies, that's the Mem, Tamura, tough. Yeah. Vitimna, there it is. Vitimna. I knew it. Vav, Tuf, Mem, Nun, Ayin. Vitimna. You know, there's a pasuk in the Chumash, Vitimna Haisa Pilegesh, right? Timna was a Pilegesh. So, Vitimna. What's Vav? Vlad Chatas. You kill it. Tuf, Tmuras Chatas. Mem, Mesu Ba'alea. Nun, Niskapru Ba'alea Ba'acher. You lost it, you brought another one, then you find the first one, you mark of it. Ayin, Ovar Shnosa. It's more than a year old. So this is one of the examples. Chilufei chatas gets killed. Elamai chilufa of chilufei toida. It means the exchange of a carbon toda. You did a tmura on a carbon toda. They're both kadosh, and they got mixed up. Now you don't know if the real toda was the first one or the tmura. So therefore, you can't be makar of any of it. Why? If you have a real carbon toda, and then you did tamura, and then you got mixed up, you weren't sure which was the real toda and which was the tamura. Umeisa achas, man, one of them dies. Chaverta in la takana. There's nothing to do with the other one. Heichi levit, what are you going to do? See, if they're both alive, you have a very easy thing to do. You bring both of them, and you bring 40 loaves, you make it tonight. If this is the real one, I'll bring the 40 loaves. If the other one's the real one, the 40 loaves belong to it. But here, one of them died, so now you're dead. You have nothing to do. Hey, Levit, likriv likriv lechem bahadoi. If you makriv this one animal and you bring bread with it, dilma tamurahi. Maybe it's the tamura, and the tamura does not supposed to have bread, and therefore you're bringing chulin bazara. This bread is you're not supposed to bring it, so it's chulin bazara. It's a violation of an issur d'oraisa. Likriv below lechem, but to bring it without bread, dilma todi. Maybe it really is a toda, and therefore it means. It needs the bread. So therefore, that's where it means hu v'lo chilufav. Ask the Gemara, came into lav basa krovi, he krovi mute lameli. If you can't bring it, why do I need a pasuk to exclude it? Obviously, there's no baal ta'acher. You can't bring it in the first place. So you're right. Rav Sheshes rejects this. He rejects this this answer as well. Rav Sheshes la'olam lemutei chalufa olo shlamin. We go back to the first answer. Really, it's to exclude the exchange of the olo shlamin. Ach b'mayaskinan. Why do we need a pasuk? Kegon she'avru olav shnei regalim. Oh, so what was the question before? We said, if it's chiluf olo shlamim, what do you mean? You have to be makar them as olo shlamim. Someone says, no, it's coming for the following case. Kegon she'avru olav shnei regalim. Here's what happened, okay? You designated an animal as an ola, right? You designated an animal as ola. And now two Pesach and Shavuos passed. So you didn't violate yet, right? Right? V'humam. And then a mum happens. V'chillo al acher. So you redeemed it and you transferred the Kedusha onto another animal. V'avar alav regal echad. And on the exchange, the third regal happened. Sakadat echamina ho mikoch kamakasi. Since this is a replacement for the first one, command over lev shlosh regalim dami, you're going to violate baal ta'acher because it's three regalim, kamash malan. This is a new karban, my friends, and since it's a new karban, you do not violate baal ta'acher on the third regal. Asks the Gemara, ula Rabbi Meir de Omar, came in shavar lev regal echad over baal ta'acher, ma'ikal meimar. What about Rabbi Meir, who says you only violate baal ta'acher with one regal? How are you going to have the case of huva lo chilufav with one regal? Answers the Gemara, Amarava Hakamayaskinan Kagon Shehuman Besoicha Regal. You made the neder before Pesach. Cholamoy Pesach got a mum. You got another one. Vichilolo, Vavaralov, a regal. And then you waited the whole Pesach and you violated. No, it's a new animal and therefore the clock starts over again. So you're not going to violate it at the end of Pesach because you didn't pass a full yantiv. Okay, a little bit more. Now, says the Gemara, v'hayu b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet. The karban does not become pasul if you violate baal ta'acher. Wow. Ask the Gemara, v'hame hachanafka. Do we learn that from these words, v'hayu b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet? Mida acherim nafka. We could learn this from the drasha that Acherim darshened. Oh, Acherim is our good friend, right? Remember Acherim? Mordechai loves Acherim. Acherim is Rabbi Meir. And they penalized him that he shouldn't be called with his name because of the story that happened in Horius that he was disrespectful to Rabbi Gamliel, I think it was, to one of the other rabbis. So they penalized him and they said, we're never going to quote you in your name anymore. We're going to call you Acherim. Well, Midachirim nafka, desani we learned in a brisa. Achirim omrim. You have to be makrav a bechor within 1 year. Yochol yehi bechor shavar shnaso. Kipsul yamagdashin v'yipasel. You might think after a year you can't be makrav it anymore. Talmud lomar v'chazal tnei Hashem alkecha. Masa degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecho bechoros bekorcha v'tzonecha. Makish bechor lemaiser. Ma maiser inu nifsal mishana lechaverta. Just like Meiser does not become pasul from 1 year to the next. If you forgot to give it in year number one, you can give it in year number two. Af b'chor, inu nifsal, mishan el chaverta. So to a b'chor, even though it passed a whole year, presumably if it passed a whole year, passed shalosh regalim, so, and you violate a baal ta'acher, nevertheless, you could still bring it. So why do I need the pasuk v'haya b'chachet? Says the Gemara, itzrich. No, you need both. Sak dat chamina. That's talking about a bechor. That's only by a bechor, which is not coming to be mechaper on anything. Aval kodshim debnei atzoninu, but other karbanos like a chatas or an asham, which are coming to atone or appease. Ema lo lirtzu. You might think, once you violated baal ta'acher, you think Hashem's going to really want to forgive you for your averus, bringing the chatas after three? You violated baal ta'acher with this. Kamash malan, that's why I need the pasuk v'haya b'chachet, v'lo b'karmanechachet, that you're not only a b'chor are you allowed to bring after the year, but even a carbon that's bala kapara, that comes to atone, even that you're allowed to bring after the year. Ask the Gemara v'akati, and still,
Why do I need this drasha? Me de ben azai nafka. I can learn it out from the drasha of ben azai. The sadni we learned in a brisa. Ben azai omer, it says by pigol. Pasuk says by pigol. Hamakriv oso lo yechashev lo pigol yiyeh. What's pigol? A carbon that you slaughtered it with the intention to eat it in the wrong time. It says the Gemara, oso matama lomer. Why did it say oso? Lefisha nemar lo sacher l'shamo shomeni af ma'achar nidro. Even if you bring it too late, bibal yeratze, you can't bring it. Tama lomer, oso. Pigol you can't bring, but a carbon that you violated about ta'acha, you can. Oso below yiratze, ve'ein ma'acha nidro below yiratze. Says the Gemara. Ella. So why can't you learn it from this? So why do I need v'hayi b'chachet? You can learn it out from pigol. Answer the Gemara. Ella. B'chachet v'lo b'ishtechachet. You're right. V'hayi b'chachet does not teach me this. It teaches me a different thing. That if you violate Baal Ta'acher, you get a sin, but your wife doesn't get a sin. What? Why in the world would I think that my wife gets a sin because I violate Baal Ta'acher? Sa'akadat d'chamina hov amir Rabbi Yochanan. V'item Rabbi Lazar. Ein isha shalada mesa elam kein mevakshim imenu mamon ve'ein lo. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan says, and some say it was Rabbi Lazar, you know why your wife is going to die if you steal money from somebody and they ask you for the money and you can't pay back. So your wife dies because of that. How do you know that? Shenemar, im ein lechol shalim lama yikach mishkav chami tachtecha. If you don't have the money to pay, Pasuk and Mishle, they're going to take the one who you sleep with from underneath you, namely your wife. Ema b'hai ovan d'bal tachanami yishto mesa. So you might think just like if you don't pay back a debt, so they take away your wife. You might think, if you don't pay Hashem's debt, kal v'chaim, if you don't pay the debt to Hashem, so they're going to take away your wife. V'haya b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet. Kamash balon, v'haya b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet. Rabbi Sai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful evening. I will miss all you guys tomorrow morning. I didn't give a special Erev Tov to Tzvika, Dr. Joe, Chanuch Henuch, Harav Eliezer Dov, David Yoshua, Gershon Eitan, Yaakov Bluestein is with us, Michael and Donnie. Is it Yaakov Yosef? You got to remind me. No, Yaakov, what is it?
Yeah, very good.
Very good. I remembered. Okay. It's only been like 10 years since you graduated.
Not surprised, man.
Yaakov Yosef. Okay. Thank you for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Have a good night.